The proposal calls for a single-lane gravel road to connect Sitka's existing road system to lands owned by the local native corporation, Sciatica, as DOT's Keith Karpstein explained to the Chamber of Commerce.
So it's essentially an extension of Halibut Point Road. It'll just come right off the end of the road and go for 9 miles all the way into the bay and extending eastward to the termini of the Sciatica boundary.
The road would run along the bay with regular lookouts and turnouts for vehicles to pass one another. It would end in a trailhead and day use area, with parking and picnic tables, near the boundary between U.S. Forest Service and Sciatica land. From there, the plan calls for rehabilitating an existing Forest Service road as a walking, biking, and ATV trail, similar to Sitka's Cross Trail. Karpstein said the project is designed to provide more recreation and subsistence opportunities by offering more access to Forest Service land, and to provide access to the Sciatica lands for future development. The original proposal stuck close to the shoreline, but the current plan moves the road inland at points to minimize its impact. The road crosses several streams along the route, but the biggest crossing is the Catlin River, Karpstein said.
Getting across Catlin River was a big deal. Looking at the Catlin Bay road crossing, it was going to be about 300 feet, which was way more than what we wanted to deal with. There would be impacts to the river. We'd have to do mid-span piers, and we just didn't want to do that. So that was one reason we dismissed the original conceived route.
The current version calls for a 150-foot bridge over the river. DOT estimates the project will cost about $16 million altogether. The department already has $14 million of that on hand. Alaska voters approved that funding in November 2012 as part of the $454 million Alaska Transportation Projects Bonds Question, which raised funds for transit projects statewide. Karpstein said it's not clear yet where that final $2 million might come from. DOT is looking at ways to reduce the scope of the project, or, he said, the department might go back to the legislature.
But, you know, with today's budget scenario, that, you know, is a tough question to ask, but we can do that, and ultimately, we won't know until we get contractors' bids.
So far, DOT has completed several environmental studies and initial engineering and design work. Contractors will be back in the field in April, and the Alaska Department of Fish and Game will conduct fisheries, wetlands, and wildlife impact studies this summer. If all goes well, the department hopes to put the project out to bid in June of 2016. Construction would take place in 2017, with the final project potentially completed in 2018. In Sitka, I'm Rachel Waldholtz.